God's values are so deeply rooted in us because he created us that way, Christian or not, a son of disobedience or a saint, we all basically want the same things. We all naturally desire the same exact things. But in the world's perspective, you really have no idea why, and it's completely misguided. We should all be equal and love one another, right? But why? What is love? We all think that we should live in a way that you know, is good to others, but also makes you happy. But why? Define happy. Some people think it's a really good thing to fly planes inside of buildings. People die for that belief. So you need to define good, and this is what the world can't do. And you can't just say, well, no, everyone knows what being a good person is. No, they don't. The Bible is the only holder of definitions at all. What love means, what good means, what God means. Let's align our definitions with these. We should know these answers to these questions, Let's give definitions that are rooted in the Bible, therefore rooting our own minds and souls in Christ, making us more like him, living a life that can only be lived through the power of the Holy Spirit, therefore changing other people's lives along with us, getting our eyes off ourselves and our happiness and unto Christ and his call. So let's root this in Scripture, 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead. And by this appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from the teachings of the truth, and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Now that's a call and a half right there. That looks much different than the way we see the world going right now. Stay strong, stay rooted. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Pray for it daily. Seek Christ daily. And don't just be a learner, an accumulator for the rest of your life. This isn't a spectator sport. You need to start teaching others. You need to find other people's souls to pour into and have them grow so then they can teach and move and grow. Love you guys.